What do patients bring to healthcare? More than you might think. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Charlotte Blees, associate professor at Uppsala University, tells us.
Joanne Hunt has spent over a decade mostly confined to her home due to Ehlers-Danlos syndrome and ME. Her struggles to receive diagnoses and appropriate care for her conditions reveal a stark reality. Patients may face lack of understanding and effective treatment from clinicians. Joanne's story highlights a broader problem. Traditional research involves able-bodied professionals studying patients as subjects, but this approach overlooks the unique expertise that patients can bring to healthcare. Rosamund Snow, a British pioneer in patient-led research, demonstrated the potential of a different kind of medical collaboration. Diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, Snow's research overturned doctors' assumptions about patient behaviour in blood sugar monitoring. In the US, Liz Selmy, who lives with brain cancer, has championed patient access to medical records, revealing patients can benefit from transparency. In Sweden, Sarah Regar lives with Parkinson's disease, and her research embodies the concept of personal science. Sarah uses her engineering background to quantify and better manage her condition. Despite facing barriers, these patients have significantly impacted medical understanding. Meanwhile, Joanne Hunt, who's published a dozen academic papers, is struggling to enrol in a PhD programme in Britain because of literal and figurative barriers to campus life. Yet incorporating patient insights can enrich clinical knowledge, and by doing so, healthcare could better serve the people it is tasked with treating.
And that was Charlotte Blees of Uppsala University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.